USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is overseas to meet with European leaders about Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Biden will join NATO leaders for a summit Thursday where he's expected to reveal new sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine will be brought up in the meetings.
The president will obviously consult on potential contingencies, the possibility of cyber attacks by Russia against the United States, the use of chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination is receiving support from Americans. A Gallup poll showing 58% of Americans say the Senate should vote to confirm Jackson. That level of support has only ever been reached by Chief Justice John Roberts in 2005. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The world is mourning the loss of the first woman to serve as Secretary of State. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Madeleine Albright, the first female to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has died of cancer. She was 84. President Bill Clinton chose Albright as America's top diplomat in 1996, and she served in that capacity for the last 4 years of his administration. At the time, she was the highest-ranking woman in the history of U.S. government. However, she was not in line of succession for the presidency because she was a native of Czechoslovakia.
A second cruise ship out of Florida is being canceled. The Norwegian Escape will not be able to embark on its trip this weekend because of necessary repairs that were needed after it got stuck on a channel bed in the Dominican Republic last week. The company is refunding anyone who booked the cruise and offering a voucher for a future trip. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency on Wednesday after tornadoes made their way through the New Orleans area Tuesday night. Governor John Bel Edwards says homes were lifted off their foundations and thousands are without power.
And there were about 8 individuals who were injured enough that they had to go to the hospital and be treated. So from that perspective, I can tell you it could have been a lot worse, and we can be thankful that it wasn't.
A first is taking place in the Golden State.
A San Diego, California appeals court judge who is the daughter of Mexican immigrants was confirmed Tuesday as the first Latina to be on the California Supreme Court. Justice Patricia Guerrero was approved in a 3-0 vote. The Commission on Judicial Appointments approved Justice Guerrero to fill the vacancy left by Associate Justice Cuellar, who stepped down last year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House COVID response coordinator says funds will be needed from Congress to provide free boosters to Americans. Jeff Zients making these comments during a White House COVID-19 briefing.
So we have enough inventory of vaccines to support possible fourth doses this spring. However, if the science shows that fourth doses are needed for the general population later this year, we will not have the supply necessary to ensure shots are available.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also believes another COVID relief bill needs to be passed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.